Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Jack Jezreel. I'm an instructor this week in June of 2019 at Holden Village, and my connection here is a good friend has been going on, coming here for decades, and was eager to have me come and experience what happens here at Holden Village, and happily I got an opportunity to also do a little bit of teaching this week. And really wonderfully, the theme this summer, Unity of Love, is in many ways been my work for the last 40 years. Just by way of a little bit of autobiography, I spent 7 years from basically my undergrad and graduate experience studying theology around a table in an academic environment, and then spent the next 6 years actually living and working in a Catholic worker community, primarily working with homeless men and women and children who were living on the street. And I often describe that experience as the 7 years that I spent in academia prepared me to kind of see and to interpret what I would experience later. But I also say that the 6 years that I spent on the street helped me completely reinterpret theologically, experientially, what I had learned in academia. And in many ways, that 13 years of early young adult experience was kind of the stamp on my life that would define what I would do for the rest of my life, which has been to try to create resources that provide people in ordinary churches an opportunity to explore what I'd been lucky enough to experience as a young man without a family who could dedicate himself first to full-time study and then later to full-time care for those on the street. And it turned out that one expression of that work became a nonprofit called Just Faith Ministries. And what we do at Just Faith is create curricula that are to engage people in this intersection between faith and compassion. So how is it that we take the gospel invitation, hear it, take it to heart, and then in some ways take it to the street? Because in fact, love is not love unless it's acted upon. And in the work of, if you will, gospel love, one of the things that we wrestle with, I think, as human beings, with the challenge of the gospel, is the task of extending it beyond the familiar. So I think it's easy for many of us to figure out how to love our family, if we're lucky. It might be easy to figure out how to love our friends and our neighbors, but it gets increasingly difficult as we move beyond the familiar to the stranger, to the one with the different skin color, to the one who we've been told to be suspicious of because of the background of the community that we're brought up in, or the nationality that we happen to be, or all the kinds of warnings that our parents gave us about what was safe and what was not safe. What we encounter with the gospel as we go deeper and deeper is that love extended to us in grace by God, actually beckons us into the places where love is obstructed, into the places where love has a hard time going because of fear most of the time. And so my work has been how to introduce people to the beckon of love beyond the familiar, and then how to translate that love into effective strategies for transformation. In other words, when we move from the task of charity to the task of justice, we're not only addressing the symptoms, the wounds, if you will, of abandonment and dispossession, but also how do we begin to address some of the root causes? This is where we talk about justice, getting to the root causes of things so that those wounds are less likely to happen. And so the fun part for me being here this summer has been to integrate that notion of unity of love, not only to an understanding how we take in the message of the gospel and God's very self, but also how do we live out that love? We give it lots of words like mercy and solidarity and advocacy and justice. But in many ways, all those words are is our effort to translate this massive, generous love into real life forms amongst us in this human community and on this planet. And so it's been exciting and fun to be here this week and to bump into various messaging. In some ways, the week has felt like all kinds of commentary on this theme of the unity of love.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.